Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Be accountable. Your passion is exactly what you deserve.
Hallelujah.
You have no power or fault. God doesn't, how you don't rain on the just as well as the unjust and say, no, I'm going to give them the power and you can't get the power. No, your passion and your pursuit gives you power. So if you don't have power to cast out a headache demon, it is on you. You are powerless because you have not pursued it with passion.
Amen, Apostle.
But let me go ahead and put to bed. Just because you are under my husband and I, you will get a measure, but you will never get the full measure unless you institute it yourself. Some people who are under us and they're believing God to give them the measure without having to do any work, it won't happen like that.
Amen.
You cannot sin under us and expect to do nothing and then get the glory and the power that we have. Yes, we will give you a measure. That's how it's working. But you won't get everything because you're not working it yourself. There's some things that God and you have to be in a secret place to get it. Heavenly Father, I thank you even now for the opportunity to be able to speak according to what you have said in your word. I decree and I declare even now that we have been not just hearers, but we are doers of the word. I decree that to be even so right now. I thank you right now, even Lord, how you're raising up champions, how you're raising up achievers, how you're raising up us to be victorious in our life, because we understand that a champion life is not a life of just full of victories and no mishaps, but it is a life of battle. We are expected to go through battle. We are expected to go through all of these hardships and trials and tribulations, but you have already told us to endure hardships like a good soldier. And we thank you, Lord, even now, put on the armor of God, that we will be consistent, that we will have victory after chaos, that we will have order after confusion. I thank you, Lord, that we will be strategic and we will set detailed goals, that we will learn how to pray, because what we say in your presence determines the acceleration of the breakthrough. Let us be thoughtful of our actions, God, because our actions and our decisions determine the quality of breakthrough in our life. Let us be strategic in this way as you raise up generals, as you raise up officers in the body of Christ. Lord, I give you the praise. We rebuke every hindering spirit, every spirit that tries to stop and resist the word that has already been gone forth. Lord, I thank you even now. We rebuke him, for he has no territory on the hearts of the people. Loose their minds even now. Let them be receptive, Lord, to your persuasion. Let them have a kingdom mindset. Hallelujah. Non-resistant and not traditional. That of freedom and liberty in your word to activate the power thereof. Thank you for the covenant in your word that you're making with us even now. In Jesus' mighty name, let all of God's people say amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So this is why we are the generals, and this is why so many people in leadership are not, because they don't exhibit what I just told you. I gave you a glimpse of behind the scenes of what we do, working almost 23 hours a day, working 17 hours a day, not even sleeping, and I mean praying when we're not working. And I'm telling you, and in general, Andrew can attest to this, is praying all early in the morning. I'm telling you, sometimes we go even 24 hours without sleeping. I'm not telling you to do that, because you do have to represent and you do have to be responsible for how your body needs to rest. There are some seasons in your life when you just got to go. There are some seasons in your life where you just got to turn that bed loose, as my mother used to say. There are some seasons in your life where you just have to say, you know what, I can sleep later, but this is a season of intensity. And you got to go ahead, put that plate back. You got to go ahead and pray that extra hour. You got to go ahead and speak in your heavenly language. You got to go ahead and read those extra chapters in the Bible. You got to do a little bit more to get a little bit more. So I want to thank you all for hearing me on today, even for the little people that got it, the little small handful of people that say, you know what, not just listening, I'm going to activate it. God's going to bless you. So at this time, I want our own General Andrew to come forward as he greets
Amen.
Jesus. So say amen and come forward even now.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Just want to pray for the speaker. Father, we thank you for this dear precious vessel of the Lord. Lord, touch her, bless her, continue to anoint her, even as she poured out upon us, pour back into her in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give her her heart's desires, Lord, for pouring out heaven to your people. We decree and declare so. We cancel every backlash, every spirit of retaliation. We cancel the sickness, every demonic and satanic attack and assignment, every agent, every hater, every jealous one. We cancel it and we send it back to the enemy's camp. We send it back to the sender even now in the name of Jesus. I speak the fire of God that touches from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Lord God, you are worthy. We touch and agree, and we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor even now in Jesus' wonder-working name. Hallelujah. Let all God's people say amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. I just want to say everything that she touched on was so powerful. If you did not hear it all, you can go to the website. It will be on the playback conference line. I will say this. She is just, we both, is really just trying to teach y'all how to be winners in this life and also winners in the next. A lot of people and a lot of pastors and leaders, they prepare you for eternity. They prepare you for eternity, but they don't prepare you for your earthly. I'm going to say that one more time. They prepare you how to go to the next world, which is heaven, is really another planet in another dimension. For those of you all who have not been there and have not seen the real heaven, it's nothing but a huge planet. I mean, it's gigantic. And what we are here doing is trying to prepare you for that planet, but also prepare you to walk here on earth. It does no good to, I mean, for you to just be broke and sad down here. You lived your life here. Then you stand before Jesus, and he say, I have so much more for you, so much more for you. But come on, you can come on in, but I have so much more for you. So we're trying to not only prepare you for eternity, we're trying to prepare you here on earth. You guys, listen and pay attention to the sermons and the things that the leader's teaching his ministry. It could change your life, because to be honest with you, everybody not teaching this. Everybody not teaching. A lot of people say, clap your hands, stomp your feet. Yeah, praise God, you're going to make it. But they're not giving you strategies. A lot of people not giving you strategies. They're not giving you wisdom on how to make it while you're here on planet Earth. So please apply these supernatural strategies to your life. I'm telling you, and then I'm finished. People who have actually applied what we teach, I'm telling you, within weeks, their lives have shifted supernaturally. From people getting jobs, from people getting restoration in their marriages, from people getting even new husbands and new wives, from people lives, from people getting filled with joy. Apostle, I just got joy. I used to be so depressed. I just got joy. Ever since I applied your teachers, I just got joy.
Come on.
Get new cars and all that. Y'all see the testimonies. Y'all, a lot of y'all probably don't press like on the Facebook status and all of that, but y'all see the testimonies. And that ain't no ego tripping or none of that. That's just what it is. It's reality. We got the testimonies. I don't see no other. I mean, there's ministries out there, but the ones I'm connected to, I don't see too many that's doing it like KCI. I just got to be honest with you. And yes, I will brag and boast on the things of the Lord. But that's what we do. We're here to empower you, but not just speak about it and tell you that you can make it in heaven, but to actually tell you can make it here on earth. And we want you guys to apply it. We want you to apply it. I brag on Casey. I brag on my sons and daughters. I brag on my members. I brag on the people around the nation that's my followers that really support. I brag on y'all. I brag on my Jesus. I brag on heaven. And that's what she did. She taught you how to have passion on a day. Not just to have it, but to apply it.
Amen.
To apply it to your everyday life. And I brag on that. I brag on my wife. She did a stupendous job, an amazing job. But don't let her words fall to the ground. Don't let it be in vain. Apply it to your life.
Yes,
I'm bragging on KCI. Y'all should brag on it too. Ain't too many ministries doing it like KCI. And we started in the basement, and then we transferred a lot of what we teach online without the four walls of the church, and they don't understand it. It confuses them. I got pastors that 40, 50 years old coming to me asking me how we're doing what we're doing. They don't understand it. But you guys, you have access to it. Apply it. And I'm telling you, your life will never, ever, 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 ever be.
Amen.
Glory to God. I love you guys very much. If you're in the Compton, California area, come out and shake our hands, meet us. The Lord showed me many people that shake our hands, even not even just laying hands, just shake our hands. the glory is going to be transferred to your life. And you know I'm not just talking this, because you know when I say something, I mean it, and it actually happens. I told y'all, I said in 21 days, miracles, uncommon miracles are going to start happening in people's lives. We got so many people that grab to that word. I mean, people getting blessed like crazy.
Amen.
When I say literally shake our hands. Literally, I don't got to preach a sweat. I mean, transfer that anointing by just giving us a hug. Your life will never be the same.
Amen.
The Father told me he's about to start working with us in a higher dimension. I told y'all the night before, 24 hours before, I told y'all, not even 24 hours before, I said, God said, because of this ministry, there are about to be signs in the sky. Not even 24 hours later, I'm driving, and the Lord's face appear in the cloud. Because I say, Lord, they think I be lying when I be telling them that you be walking through my walls and appearing to me and talking to me and my wife. When you literally walk through our walls or come in our dreams, they think I be lying. I want you to show them, Lord, and God's face appeared like that. But that ain't the only thing. That's not the beginning. That's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. That's just the beginning. He's going to show you the ones he's working with in this earth and the ones he's assigned you to lead your life. But it's up to you to grab a hold on it. It's up to you to have passion about it in Jesus' name. I love y'all. I speak and release the supernatural power of God over each and every one of y'all's life. Come out in a couple of weeks. We'll be Compton, California. Come out if you're in Compton, if you're in California. Come out and join us. Come shake our hands. And I'm telling you, there's going to be a transferring of anointing wherever we at. Wherever we at, we're going to Port Huron, Michigan, on a powerful crusade out there. If you're in that area, come shake our hands. There's going to be a transferring of anointing that's going to shift your world. Matter of fact, it's not only going to shift your world, you're going to take it back to your regions and to your families. And when they begin to shake your hand and hug you, they're going to receive that transferring. It's going to catch on. It's going to be like a wildfire, just spreading and spreading and spreading. I love y'all.
Amen.
Stay encouraged. Miracles are about to happen over the next 24 hours. Many of you are on this call in this service right now. You are about to get, I'm going to tell you and I'm done, you're about to get angelic visitation. Many of you all who are still in the service, you're about to get angelic visitation, but it's just not angelic. He's not just giving it to you just so you can say, I've seen an angel. But when the angel of God comes, he's going to be releasing impartation, partation for supernatural increase, partation for more wisdom, impartation for more supernatural dreams, impartation for more of his glory to invade your life. Many of you all are going to find money in the strangest places. Money is going to appear on your front porches. Money is going to appear in your basement. For those of you all who are facing, money is look in the back seat of your car. I'm not playing with this. This is supernatural. Look in the back seat of your car. Look under the seats of your car. And I'm not talking about the loose change that you're going to find. I'm talking about you're going to actually find real money. Many of you are about to have reputation. You're about to find money that's about to appear. Many of you all that have been struggling in your body, God is even healing you right now on this call and it deserves it. It's a lady, it's a young lady on here. You've been having stomach problems. God has just healed you. I give him glory for it.
Yes.
If somebody else, you've been having neck pains, I want you to move your neck back and forth right now. God has just healed you. I give him glory for it.
Hallelujah.
If somebody else, you've been having irregular bowel movements. You've been having irregular bowel movements because of something that you ate. Somebody gave you some food that you shouldn't have ate, and they put a spell on it. God has just healed you from that curse. Somebody else, you've been having pains in your back, pains in your feet, pains in your legs. God has just healed you. You're gonna feel a tangible. You're gonna feel like a blanket is falling on you. Warm heat is gonna go over you now. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody else on here, you deal with. I didn't even mean to go into this, but this is what the Holy Ghost wants. He wants me to release his glory over y'all, so I'm obedient. Glory to God. There's somebody else on here, you've been having carpal tunnel pain. Ha, glory to God. Your fingers and your hands have been hurting, and God is saying, I'm straightening it up now. The pain is gone. It's closed now.
Hey, come on, my shape.
Receive it. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to just begin to open and close your hand right now. Do it in faith. Open and close your hand right now. You're going to feel fire shoot through your hand. Not only is that, watch this. I'm about to release a double anointing over you, whoever's obedient.
God has given me this authority. I'm allowed to release a double anointing. Not only are you going to feel that healing go through your hands, the womb healing go through your hands, the restoration going to take place, but also that is a symbolic stature of that the Holy Ghost is about to bless you financially. He's about to put the money. He's about to put the money in your hands.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God, it's real. Somebody on here, you've been depressed. Somebody on here, you've been depressed and you've been having chest pains. It goes now. It leaves you now. I give them glory for it. These things are so easy. When you spend time in his presence, it's so easy to release God's glory.
It's so easy.
Glory to God. Also, somebody on here, on your job, there's going to be an opportunity for you to get a promotion. I release this to you as an open door. It's going to pay, It's going to pay more money, but it's going to come with more responsibility. So you got to weigh your options, but I release this over you even now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
You see, I had to release, kind of be obedient, but they get mad at me, right, and my wife, right? They get mad at us because they say, how can you just say I release this and it happens? They don't understand the glory.
No,
they don't understand prophetic declarations and decrees. They don't understand that how to access that anointing. They don't understand that we paid a price and suffered many years for that. So they ain't never seen a man or woman of God like me and my wife, or not too many out there, that could just walk up and say, you know what, I give you this gift, it's released, and it happened. They ain't used to that type of glory. They used to seeing people sit and die in their churches. They not used to it. They are misunderstood when it comes to his prophetic anointing. They don't understand the glory of God. And so what happens is they persecute us. They didn't understand Jesus. Jesus didn't have to sweat to get no demon to come out. He said, go, and the demon flew. And those Pharisees, they didn't understand them, so they persecuted him. My God.
Come on, Apostle. Thank you.
All I've got to do, and I'm done, and all my wife's got to do is release one word. All we got to do is say, it is so unto you. And it's going to be so that easy. I don't get to say, Lord, bring down the fire, please, and Jesus. No, I do all of that in my personal prayer time. So when I come before you, all I got to do is say it's released. That's why when many of y'all email us, y'all inbox us, sometimes it frustrates people because they're so religious, they don't understand it. They say, pray for me, Apostle. I say, it's been released. Go your way in Jesus' name. They be like, huh? I asked you to pray for me. I don't have to pray for you at that time the moment because I've already been praying for your daughter. I've already been praying for your son. All I got to do is just say, it's released.
Glory.
So don't get mad at me when I say you come to me for prayer. I told y'all before, I'm not the regular preacher. I'm not. A lot of times I'm not going to say, please. I'm not going to say, okay, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to say I'm speaking life over you. I'm speaking the word of God over you. And many times I'm just going to say, it's been released. Go your way. And you're going to receive it in a matter of time.
Amen.
So I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Dr. Atrell loves y'all so very much. Be affected. Any miracles going to take place on this week?
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.